celebrating St. Patrick's Day with the wearing all the green, the drinking all the beer, and now you got the hanging all the over. Don't worry, we know you don't feel well and need rest, so we're not going to be boisterous, loud, or obnoxious. Yeah, right, that's what you get for drinking on a school night. Now get up, you lazy drunken slob, and get to work.
In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
DJ.
You do?
150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
There you go.
With SR News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Do it live!
Israeli forces have launched another raid on the Gaza Strip's largest hospital after Israel says Hamas terrorists regrouped inside the hospital. In a race where the outcome was never in doubt, Russian President Vladimir Putin has won a fifth six-year term in office. While gang violence continues to worsen in Haiti, the U.S. evacuates American citizens. The situation in another Caribbean nation, Cuba, seems increasingly unsettled. Demonstrators have taken to the streets of Santiago amid blackouts and food shortages. Japan's prime minister says North Korea has fired multiple short-range ballistic missiles, landing in the waters between the two countries. And Ohio voters head to the polls tomorrow in a closely watched GOP Senate primary. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are down 21 points. NASDAQ futures are up 124. More details at SRNnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Welcome to the morning after St. Patrick's Day. You always wonder, when it falls on a Sunday, if people are really going to go out and get crazy?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I haven't done anything. Well, 6 years ago, I was in Montego Bay.
Okay.
And there was a...
But you didn't have to be on the air the next day.
No, there was green foam all through the pool, and people were getting crazy. So that's the last time that I really went all out for St. Patrick's Day.
Seems like we fill the year with at least one day a month where everybody, it's sort of expected you'll go out and get totally faced. But
I mean, you know, there's the Super Bowl. And you're right. We invent reasons. I get, you know, Cinco de Mayo will be coming up before too long.
I think that's the next one. Yeah. And if we're missing something, April Fool's Day, who knows? Something we'll let you know. Why don't we get to the forecast first?
Okay.
It's pleasant, and I want to find out if I'm going to be able to ride my bike in this weather or what's coming after the show today.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
It is the last full day of winter, and we have a major temperature setback today with a high temperature near 60. That is late in the ballgame for something like that. Mostly sunny, breezy today. So on that bike ride, north winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 20, will add a little bite to the air. So I would not go shirtless. freeze warning in effect tonight. Low temperature down to about 31 with widespread morning frost tomorrow. And so, Alabama growers, beware. Take care of your tender vegetation. We are officially into the growing season. Tomorrow's high, only 59. Wow, that is a late.
That's ridiculous. Yeah,
for this late in the season, that would be a normal high in January. So, sunshine tomorrow. We're back to the 30s on Tuesday night, first night of spring. Spring begins 11:06 p.m. tomorrow night. Low temperature in about 38. Not quite as cool Wednesday, high near 70. That's better. Low 70s Thursday, more sun. And then the risk of scattered showers returning, as usual, Thursday night into Friday. That's the third week in a row. Weekend looks dry. Right now this morning, it's cloudy and 54. The time is 6:10.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Hello and welcome.
Do you know what today is?
Educate me, please.
I seriously think it's Sloppy Joe Day.
Yeah, it's supposed to be Sloppy Joe Day.
It's Sloppy Joe Day.
It is today, National Sloppy Joe Day.
It's all right. It's all right. It's Sloppy Joe Day.
Today is National Sloppy Joe Day.
Get yourself some Sloppy Joes.
Let's start the show.
Come on. It's showtime.
It is 6:11 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I want to begin by thanking the hundreds of folks who sent messages of condolence. Because over the weekend, I lost somebody so special and so close to me, Mommy the Swami, whose resonant has been part of the show here for, man, I 15, 16 years.
She would be thrilled that the Auburn Tigers won the SEC championship over the weekend and are heading to the what's called the Big Dance.
Yep.
They start Friday afternoon, and she, I'm sure, is smiling from heaven.
I am pulling for them for that reason. Of course, I also know a lot of people from Auburn that could kill me if they turned on me. My doctors, several of those, and you know, I got to be very careful. But just a couple of quick comments. It was in April of 2007. I had been through all of these horrible back proceeding. In the meantime, I'm making it to work. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And I was told by the last, I think I'd had a lithotripsy or something like that, you know, where they break up a kidney stone. It was like one thing after another.
Yeah.
It was awful. You need a personal physician. Well, I was still fairly new. I didn't really know that many people. So I just decided to go on the air and say, hey, I need a general practitioner. Anybody got a recommendation?
Yeah.
And this woman called and said, I love the show, been listening every day, and I want you to see my son. I'll set it up. I'll get you an appointment.
I love it.
So we exchanged numbers off the air, and I had the appointment. And the day I went there, she was waiting for me in his office because she was terrified that if something went wrong, that I would go ballistic on the radio.
I had forgotten this story.
And that was my introduction to the gentleman I refer to as my Nobel laureate personal physician, Dr. Dennis Woodling. And later, just the way it evolved, I had such a great time talking to her that we started talking every day and for almost 17 years. And this is when it's going to hit me today. When I leave here, I'm going to get on 85, and for all these years, the first thing I do is ring up Ma. And
you talked every day, just about.
Every day.
Yeah.
After each show. You know, I've spent all day. I'm not really much of a phone person, but I always got such a kick out of whatever she had to say. And then some years into the friendship, it became very familial, and I got to know the whole family, and I spent holidays with them, and they were just salt of the earth, fantastic people.
And you were with her in her final moments, too.
Yes, yes. And I feel very blessed to have been there.
I was there for Tom's funeral mass.
Yeah.
And she's...
Life got tough for her when Tom passed away. That's how it is. 67 years they were married.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you talk about a family that is based on kindness and generosity and taking care of other people. I'm on that list of people that they helped. A few years into this thing, I had a character that was incredibly successful in Miami named Mommy the Swami. Mm. I thought, she's perfect for this. The whole idea being, mothers are intuitive. They know when you're not being truthful. And boy, that was one thing she did for me. She told me the truth about whatever. If I wanted feedback on something, I got it. And you need somebody like that in your life who will tell you whatever they think is the truth.
Early on when I got here, I did a little bit with her every Friday, and I think it was...
Well, because you were a star. See, I was just a talk show host, but you were a real star.
Oh, no.
So she played up to you, and I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
But the whole idea is we would call her for predictions on each weekend's games.
Right.
And I found one intact.
Good.
That has survived all these years, and it's an Iron Bowl prediction. I'm not sure what year. Probably the early 2010s somewhere. And, of course, she's got to go through the neurotic mother bit before she can get to the game, which she knew nothing about. She really had no clue on football. So we called for her Iron Bowl prediction on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, whatever year this may have been.
Hello?
Ma?
Hello?
Ma, what happened? Did somebody die? What? This is not what I expected. You know, on a holiday weekend, this kind of emotion, what is so horrible?
Well, he said you weren't going to be here for Thanksgiving.
Ma, I don't know what radio show you've been listening to, but I am going to be here for Thanksgiving this year.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm here, and we need the Iron Bowl prediction.
Oh, okay. You got to refresh my mind. Who's playing?
That's hilarious.
This will be the annual game between Alabama and Auburn. It's like, you know, the pivotal matchup of the year.
Oh.
So what do you see happening in the Iron Bowl this year?
Well, Alabama 34 and Auburn 1.
Ma, I don't know if you've caught on to this, but it's impossible for a football team to score 1 point in a game.
Well, the way Auburn's been playing, they'll surely figure out a way to do that. Okay, I'll see you at Darren's house at 1:30. War Eagle!
You know, she got such a kick out of the fact she would be in a store talking to somebody, and people would come up to her and say, are you the Mommy the Swami?
Recognize her voice.
Because of that robust...
War Eagle!
And as she passed, I leaned down and I kissed her, and I said, rock the heavens with a War Eagle, Mom. It was... Saturday, and I'm very grateful I got to be here.
Shortly thereafter, Auburn won the championship.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Maybe she was pulling some strings.
Maybe.
All right, at 6:17, I expect this show to be a little bit on the slow side today, given that many people did go out and party. Even when I still drank, I didn't go out on St. Patrick's Day. I just couldn't take the...
No, it was never that
kind of... Even drunks have standards.
It was never that kind of day for me, but I've always managed to have the corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah. Yes, and thanks to you, I enjoyed that yesterday. Yeah. That was fantastic.
By the way, Wendell tells us that incident up the street.
Oh, yeah, when we came in, there were half of Montgomery's emergency equipment was at the Chevron?
The Exxon, yeah.
Whatever it is.
At Eastern Boulevard in Carmichael. He now says drive-by shooting, subject shot in the leg.
That's not nice to know. And yeah. Mayor Reeds Montgomery, you can go through a busy intersection like that, even at that hour, and end up with a bullet in your body.
Here in Montgomery, we call this Monday.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate. All right, we are at 6:19. We have 18:19 news. Hey, we're right on time. How about that? Doesn't happen often, but when it does, we feel good about it. And maybe we'll grab a laugh from Jerry Seinfeld coming up next.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors & More, your new best friend.
1819 News.
Governor Ivey has recently issued some grant money. $1.6 million is being distributed to drug task forces throughout the state of Alabama in order to continue the battle against illegal drugs. $200,000 will be given to each of the seven drug task force that work under the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency. The money is to cover operational and equipment expenses for those task force missions. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A murder investigation is underway in Birmingham after a body was found outside of a small business. The victim has been identified as 37-year-old Eliazon Solis. Authorities say that Solis was found to have suffered a trauma to his body that is believed to be intentional. Solis was found in West Birmingham. So far, no suspects have been identified or taken into custody. Today, a Mobile man is expected to be in a courtroom to receive a prison sentence from a Mobile County Circuit judge. Marco Antonio Perez was found guilty by a jury of murdering a Mobile police officer. He was given a death sentence by that same jury. Prosecutors, along with defense attorneys for Perez, decided that despite the jury's verdict, a formal sentencing hearing needed to occur by that judge. Before the year 2017, a judge could override a jury's sentencing decision, but now state law makes the jury's decision unchangeable. The Florence Police Department is seeking more inroads into community relationships and have created a nonprofit as a result. The Florence, Alabama Police Foundation is already planning a youth basketball tournament for this coming April to further relationships within the community. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America, Mobile.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
That sound good to you, Joey?
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I saw an ad for a mattress store a couple months ago. No payments till June. Because they know our idiot brain is going to go, oh, June? Well, that's not really my problem then, is it? It'll probably never be June anyway. That's June guy's problem. Same when you're watching TV late at night, right? You're tired and you're binge watching all your little Netflix shows and you think, I don't know, you're doing it right now. After you're done with me, you're gonna go back to your little show, maybe find out who the killer is. What about work tomorrow? You gotta get up, go to work. Ah, that's morning guy's problem. I'm night guy. Party rocks on for night guy. Fire up another episode. Crack open another sleeve of Oreos. No rules for night guy. Then the next morning, the alarm goes off. You're trashed. Crumbs in the bed. Why did I do that? I hate you, night guy. Because night guy, wait, there's more. Because night guy... night guy always screws morning guy. Nothing morning guy can do. He turns into coffee all day guy, who's then can't sleep at night guy. Totally trash, doesn't do his work guy, and out of a job guy. Does night guy care? No. He's sleeping on a brand new mattress, courtesy of no payments till June guy.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
When you think about it, we could actually make a conundrum out of this. That's 625, by the way. Would you like to know the 12 kinkiest of the 57 states?
Kinkiest? I want to know right off the bat how they figured this out. But go ahead.
Yeah.
Nevada, would Nevada be on that?
Yes, it is. And as a matter of fact, Nevada's number two, so good guess.
Okay.
Because what happens there stays there.
Of course.
Unless you pick something up while you're doing something there that leaves with you. We've heard those stories. No, actually, it's kind of a surprise. We live in the shadow of the kinkiest state in America.
Oh, is it going to be Georgia?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Well, ask Fanny. No, don't ask Fanny.
I will talk to Fanny anytime. You just... Where is it? The sexual wellness site. What does that mean? Sexual wellness. Bed Bible. That's an interesting name for a sexual wellness site. They analyzed Google researching for various, what's the word I'm looking for here? Toys. Or...
That works.
Yeah.
Adult toys, yeah.
Tools, whatever you want to call them. Georgia came in first.
Is that right?
Oh, wait a minute, we have a call. Hi, welcome to Kinky 93.1 FM.
What's up?
I'm a friend of Frog. Crawdad guy, he was listening to your radio show and he wanted me to tell you something. If you're married and bored, give your old lady, before it gets too springy time, a brand new pair of Walmart bought Fleep Floops. I heard about it on that your radio show, Fleep Floops.
Fleep Floops.
Fleep Floop. That's what I think. Fleep Floop.
We appreciate that.
And a rubber ducky.
Okay. Yeah. In fact, thanks for the call. Somebody sent me a video of a practical joke guy, and I didn't think it was particularly funny. Where I'd have posted it, where he took like hundreds of rubber ducks, filled up this guy's refrigerator and cabinets, and everything he opened, you know, dozens of these yellow ducks would come tumbling out. He wasn't too happy. The guy did not react well. So Georgia was number one. Nevada was number two. New York City.
Yeah. Okay.
Number three, Texas was fourth. North Carolina and Colorado were fifth, tied. California seventh. Washington State eighth. A tie between Utah and Illinois at number nine.
I just wondering how they scored it, but you're talking about sales of certain objects and stuff.
Now, what state do you think had the least amount of fun in this?
Okay, it's certainly not going to be Florida, so we can rule that out right now. Least amount. I'm going to say Vermont.
Well, you know, when Bernie Sanders is your man.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. But actually, it was South Dakota.
South Dakota had the least amount of kinky fun.
They were the least curious of all 57 states.
Yeah.
They did not do this, though, this website, the sexual wellness website named Bed Bible. Did not do this to shame any states. Say people should not feel embarrassed about searching for these type of items because they can improve your mental health, alleviate problems with intimacy, make you happier and more satisfied in your relationship. So it's just another interesting analysis on using Google search to to come to a stunning contusion. And there are things you can do. Well, never mind. You figure out your own contusions. I was brought to you by Applied Security. They are local, and they have been doing what they do for four decades, and they can save you money. First of all, I love their systems. They're easy to work with, easy to operate. They can monitor home, property, or business. And all you need to do is call 279-8338. In these ever-tightening, inflationary, budget-squeezing times, it's nice to know you don't have to sacrifice security because monthly monitoring has spiraled out of control. It's still under 30 with Applied. So reach out to Mark and Vicky, 279-8338, 279-8338. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276. At long last, we are complete.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
I think they're a little wired up from last night still.
Oh, what happened?
Did you
last
take
night?
Them out partying?
I did not.
They were drinking green beer.
Yeah, no. Oh, that's right. It was St. Patrick's Day. I didn't even think about that. I love it when holidays like this fall on the weekends where I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, I know. Next year it'll be on a Monday, so the Tuesday following St. Patrick, that should be a fun morning. So what excitement, what stories, what tales do you bring us from your weekend, Jay?
Absolutely none.
Nothing?
None whatsoever. Watch some basketball on Saturday.
I can't watch basketball. The squeaky shoes drive me out of my mind.
Yeah, I was only interested in watching. I mean, it was a lot of the conference championships. So Auburn. I was in Auburn. Yeah, Auburn did a really great job.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't somebody on the team they played have a hideous injury?
The Gators?
Some guy broke his leg, awkward fall.
Is that right?
That's what I heard.
I don't know.
Is that did we get video of where, you know, it just kind of dangles?
Well, the video, I didn't watch the video, but it was described as gruesome.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You know, and they had to carry him off the floor.
What was that famous NFL moment?
That was Joe Theismann.
Joe Theismann, yeah. Yes.
And they showed that one time.
Yeah. Because it was so obvious his lower leg was broke, snapped in half. Very grotesque. Yeah, people will say, you know, pay good money to watch each other beat the crap out of each other. So I don't get it. Let's see. We have the NCAA... tournament today will be bracket day for a lot of folks around the office.
Already.
Picking their brackets.
I guess.
And I hope we get the song we get every year with all the team nicknames in it.
Yeah, we should.
I think that'll be Wednesday because they have these first four games.
Auburn plays Yale, and I would say Yale is probably not a favorite in that game on Friday.
But if Yale somehow beats them.
Oh, man.
Yale.
Brackets busted all over the place.
I know. And every year, what would be the name of a team that is not expected to win?
Cinderella.
Cinderella team. Well, yeah, I guess so. Cinderella.
Hey, we also have some brand new F My Life from that website. That's how we get perspective by seeing, hey, maybe we don't have it so bad after all. Of course, the place to watch the games and enjoy great food is Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Whether you eat at the restaurant or you decide to order party trays for those who are coming to your home to watch the game, you can make it so much easier for yourself. And, in fact, I'll get a little information on the catering menu. But the big thing at Baumhauer's is they put together a menu, the Inflation Bites menu. And this gives you a chance to enjoy a meal, a full meal with sides and a beverage for under $10, like the barbecue yardbird platter or the Bam Bam chicken or the Jamaican jerk chicken, which our own boss, the buttery Rick Peters, says is as good as the jerk chicken they serve in Jamaica.
Yum on.
Take it from him. He's my boss. I never argue. The tailgate burger. That's a third of a pound of ground beef, fully topped, fries on the side, and a beverage, $8.99. And $9.99 will get you the non-ranch BLT, which is non-bread, a hearty bread that they wrap around, like, I don't know how many strips of smoked applewood bacon, juicy tomatoes and lettuce and homemade buttermilk ranch dressing. It is truly a savory treat. And the char-grilled dipping chicken for just $8.99. By the way, a full load of onion strings, also great with their homemade ranch dressing, just $7.99 for those. And there's plenty more. The catering menu is available at Baumhauer's.com, and we hope you'll join us there some Wednesday night after happy hour. And get to know some really great people. It's been fun. We've been doing it for a long, long time. In fact, Swami was a big part of our Wednesday nights at Baumhauer's for many, many years, too.
My first week here, we were downtown at Baumhauer's.
Yeah. Yeah, we had Richmond's, remember?
Yeah.
And
that's coming up here real soon.
Yes, it is. What is the exact date? Is the eclipse?
April 4th, I will be in Texas.
Oh. We won't be able to celebrate on the actual day.
Oh, crap! Ah, damn it!
I know, it's always something.
I'll do a phoner or something.
All right, 6:35, we have our first look at the roads with Skipper. And again, I don't know if it's still there, but there was quite the collection of emergency equipment, drive-by shooting at the gas station at Carmichael. Not the raceway, but the one across from it.
The Exxon.
Exxon?
Yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully that'll be cleared up. What else is going on, my friend?
Traffic is light to moderate this morning. We're having a really nice start. Looking at the cams, we've got a lot of folks already on the road coming out of Prattville-Millbrook on 231 out of Wetumpka. Not really seeing any major problems, so looking pretty good. Buckle up. Be safe out there this morning, and we will keep you updated if any traffic problems come up to slow you down. At McKinnon Toyota, financing's as low as 2.9%. The inventory's rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clinton. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got 3 floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branco with Chappie's Deli. Mike, let's talk soup. Our homemade chicken and rice soup.
Miss Dolly's recipe, it's so good. But especially when the weather changes, come to any Chappie's Deli location and get Miss Dolly's homemade chicken and rice soup.
Being here with Just Blinds in Prattville, your trusted source for all things quality and beauty when it comes to window treatments for your home and business. We want to thank our good friends at Blue Water Broadcasting for helping us get our message across to the thousands of Blue Water listeners. Not a day goes by we don't have someone tell us they heard about Just Blinds on Blue Water stations. Radio advertising is a key part of our advertising mix, and we absolutely encourage any business looking to grow to give Blue Water a call.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I partied last night, it was St. Patrick's Day. And now my headache just won't go away. Monday hangover, St. Patty's hangover. The floor. Today these Irish eyes are smiling no more. Monday hangover. St. Patty's hangover. Drunk with the leprechauns. Tell the boss I ain't coming in.
At 6:39 with the timeline for RJ King, your host, Ridge Thomas.
On the last full day of winter. 78 days into the year, 288 days are left. Spring officially begins tomorrow night, Tuesday night, at 11.06 p.m.
Great. And it's going to be freezing.
Daylight time. Yeah. Awkward Moments Day. I guess we've all had some awkward moments in our lives.
Yeah.
National Sloppy Joe Day. Haven't had a Sloppy Joe in a while. That would be a...
I make my own. Yeah. You've had them.
Yeah, we've done it.
Order it up.
We should do it on... Yeah, on... like in a omelet or something? Yes?
Sure.
It's Oatmeal Cookie Day. Now, I'm not a big fan. However, when they come fresh out of the oven with my mom and they're soft, oatmeal cookies are good. It's Transit Driver Appreciation Day. They put up with a lot of crap, I can tell you that. On this date in 1850, Henry Wells and William Fargo founded a shipping company. They called it American Express. They get thousands of dollars from me every month. Exactly 2 years later, in 1852, they organized the Coast to Coast Express business and named it after themselves. 1925, famous Tornado Day, the Tri-State Tornado. Worst tornado in U.S. history passes through eastern Missouri, southern Illinois, wow, southern Indiana, killing 695 people, injuring 13,000 people, causing $17 million in property damage. At that time, known as the Tri-State Tornado, the deadly twister began in the northeastern track. It started around Ellington, Missouri. Southern Illinois was hardest hit. On the ground for 3 hours and 37 minutes, more than 500 of the total 695 people who perished were killed in southern Illinois, including 234 in Murfreesboro,
yeah,
127 in West Frankfort.
One of the reasons that people saw it coming,
yeah,
but it was so wide,
yeah,
that they thought it was just a thunderstorm.
Dark cloud. Can you imagine? This is before, you know, obviously before satellite and radar. And back in those days, you didn't even know it was going to be a tornado day tomorrow, you know?
Right.
On this date in 1937, 300 students in Texas killed by an explosion of natural gas in their school. Consolidated School of New London, Texas, sat in the middle of a large oil field and natural gas field. On this date in 1931, Colonel Jacob Schick began first selling the electric razor. You got the Poppin' Fresh guy ready? Because
sure.
On this date in 1965, the Poppin' Fresh Pillsbury Doughboy is introduced. There he is right there.
Whack, whack.
1967, Penny Lane by the Beatles peaks at number one. What was the flip side of Penny Lane?
I could normally answer this, but I can't. Penny Lane. Day Tripper?
Strawberry Fields. Okay.
I'm going to miss by one.
Huh? I was like, it's Strawberry Fields,
that's
isn't it?
Good. Yeah. That's good.
I think I've heard you mention that before.
Yeah. Now our song of the day. The year is 1969. Lead singer of Paul Revere and the Raiders here. Mark Lindsay, solo effort here, singing about his girlfriend. Famous L.A. Wrecking Crew is in the background. Oh, man. How about a little Arizona on your Monday morning timeline, 69?
She must belong to San Francisco. She must have lost her way. Posting a poster of Poncho and Cisco one California day. She says she believes in Robin Hood and Brotherhood and colors of green and gray. And all you can do is laugh at her. Doesn't anybody know?
Saw them at MPAC.
Yeah,
years ago on the Happy Together tour.
That you know, in the days when AM audio wasn't that great, I had somebody thought the name of that song was "There Is No One."
1972, "Heart of Gold" by Neil Young peaks at number one. Southern man doesn't need you around anymore, Neil Young. 42 years ago, 1982. Teddy Pendergrass paralyzed from the waist down when his Rolls Royce bounced off a divider and slammed into a tree. This happened in Philadelphia. 4 years later, he was seriously injured again when his hand-controlled van powered into a power pole. He died in 2010 after a battle with colon cancer. What a voice, Teddy Pendergrass.
Yeah.
You know, when you hear If You Don't Know Me By Now by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, that's Teddy Pendergrass. It's certainly not Harold Melvin. 39 years ago in 1985, baseball commissioner Peter Ueberroth reinstated the Hall of Fame stars Mickey Mantle and Willie Mays. They had been banned from baseball after accepting PR jobs with casinos.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? And now they can't promote gambling on baseball enough.
Right, I know. It's really sickening.
And it's a stupid sport to gamble on.
30 years ago today, in 1994, Naked Gun 33 and a third, The Final Insult was released, starring two of the finest, O.J. Simpson and Anna Nicole Smith. By the way, the reboot comes out next year. Liam Neeson.
I can't bring myself to even imagine how that's going to look with him in that role. So that just makes no sense.
He'll be Frank.
Who's going to execute a scene like this?
Is this some kind of bust?
Well, it's very impressive, yes.
Yeah, man, I'm going to go see it for sure. The reboot is being shot right now in New Orleans. Right now. It comes out on July 18th, 2025. 2001 on this date, John Phillips, founder of the Mamas and the Papas and master songwriter, he died at the age of 65. Rock and roll legend Chuck Berry passed away on this date. That was 7 years ago in 2017. He was 90. Now we have birthdays. Adam Levine is from Maroon 5, usually shirtless, is 45. Dane Cook is 52. Queen Latifah is 54. Vanessa Williams is 61. Irene Cara, what a feeling. I Can Have It All. She's 65 today from the movie Fame. Mike Rowe, who does those dirty jobs and Deadliest Catch, he's 62 today. Charlie Pride, didn't he just recently die? Charlie Pride?
I think he passed away, but I'm not sure.
He would have been 90, but maybe he's still alive. Do we know?
Let's go to dead or alive expert Jay Scott.
Get in the internet, he's dead.
He's dead?
Yeah.
He's,
I don't know why I'm singing it.
He would have been 90.
He puts you out in front of the station with a hat on the ground and people can come by and throw change in it.
But he may be
in December of 2020.
But he may be kissing an angel good morning, for all we know. The pride of Prattville, Alabama, Wilson Pickett. Would have had a birthday today.
Wicked Wilson Pickett.
And now spring begins tomorrow. 13 days till Easter Sunday. 2 weeks away from April Fool's Day. And I'll be heading to Texas on that day. The big eclipse is on this day, on a Monday, 3 weeks from today. On the Monday the 8th. Biscuits home openers the next day. MLB baseball 9 days away. And Christmas Day, 286 days away. That is the final.
Rich Thomas, and now here's...
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. When you call the professionals at Clark with plumbing needs, you can count on quality service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. For more information, visit clarkcomfort.com. Better call Clark, 277-2125. Alabama certification number 09098.
I didn't even do the breath this time. Last full day of winter today. Temperatures set back, yeah, high near 60. Mostly sunny, breezy, north winds 10, 15, gusting to 20. Freeze warning tonight. Overnight low 31. Widespread morning frost tomorrow morning. Tuesday's high only 59 with sunshine. Back to the 30s again on Tuesday night on the first night of spring, with spring beginning at 11:06 p.m., the vernal equinox. Low 38. Not quite as cool Wednesday, high 70. Low 70s on Thursday with more sun. Next risk of showers, scattered showers, Thursday night into Friday. Right now this morning, it is cloudy and 54 at 648.
Webb Bobo with Capital Tractor. Make this spring your most productive yet with our package deal on Kubota's L2501 DT tractor with front loader, 5-foot cutter, and box blade, and 20-foot trailer at special spring savings. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
All right, coming up, we have the cheap and trashy. A passing in the entertainment business of an unusual nature. and more right now. Here is your SR News replay.
With SR News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israeli forces have launched another raid on the Gaza Strip's largest hospital after Israel says Hamas terrorists regrouped inside the hospital. In a race where the outcome was never in doubt, Russian President Vladimir Putin has won a fifth six-year term in office. While gang violence continues to worsen in Haiti, the U.S. evacuates American citizens. The situation in another Caribbean nation, Cuba, seems increasingly unsettled. Demonstrators have taken to the streets of Santiago amid blackouts and food shortages. Japan's prime minister says North Korea has fired multiple short-range ballistic missiles, landing in the waters between the two countries. And Ohio voters head to the polls tomorrow in a closely watched GOP Senate primary. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are down 21 points. NASDAQ futures are up 124. More details at SRNnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Traffic is brought to you by Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Today.
Fire units are working a fire on Rosa Parks near Willena. If you're in that area this morning, Rosa Parks near Willena, please use caution there. Northern Boulevard at Highway 231 had a hit and run there earlier. The folks left on the scene are being worked by police right now. And downtown Montgomery at South Jackson Street and Pelham Street had a victim struck by a car right around 5 o'clock. Apparently, they're still on the scene or wrapping up there. So please use caution. Everywhere else, light to moderate traffic, but it is beginning to build this morning. Buckle up. Be safe. We're going to keep you updated right here. Dobson Tractor's here to help. When you need parts and service, put it on your cat card. Stop by today and ask about their wicked crazy specials exclusively for cat card customers. Thompson Tractor, Highway 80 off I-85. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Taking on your backyard? Steel is ready to help in your pursuit of the perfect cut. With our full line of zero-turn mowers and low-interest financing. Real Steel. Join the pursuit at steeldealers.com.
Visit Dietzville Ace Hardware, your only steel dealer in the area.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There's no business in show business to live events we can't go. Movie theaters won't open in the U.S. till January. Broadway is shut down. Don't even get me started about the circus. Cirque du Soleil fired all of their clowns. There's no...
It is 6:53 on News Talk 93.1 FM in time for the Keepin' Trashy Celebrity Gossip and Showbiz Report, and I'm your Keepin' Trashy anchor, Greg Buzell. I mentioned before we took the break that there was a passing in the entertainment field.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Not a star, necessarily, but a guy who has probably had tremendous impact on bars and parties all over the United States because he invented karaoke. A Japanese businessman named Shigeki Nagishi lived to be 100 years old, and he invented the first karaoke machine in 1967 after one of his employees made fun of his singing voice. I mean, much more fun to be a spectator at some of these things, just to watch people embarrass themselves. So we came up with a couple singing karaoke. And by the way, somebody somewhere has video of Rich Thomas doing karaoke.
Oh, I'm sure.
He always does it when he's out of town thinking nobody's going to, you know.
I've paid off all those people.
I was going to say there's more money involved if you would like to release that video.
Yeah.
We have a GoFundMe set up. There's a lot. There's a lot of money on the line here if you'd like to release that video.
My buddy Jeff, who may be listening, always likes to compare me doing Let's Get It On to William Shatner doing Let's Get It On. Let's Get It On.
Hey, Jeff, how does a cool couple of Lincolns sound?
Yeah. $10 in cash. You have to claim it on your taxes or anything, Jeff.
That happened on the first night I ever did karaoke, and I was very much against doing karaoke. But we were in Panama City, and it was this outdoor place. And then they said, we're closing after this next song. I said, what do you mean you're closing?
Don't you know who I am?
So we found
outrage
another place.
I'm the karaoke king.
I became a karaoke whore.
That's the title of his book coming out later this year.
In one night.
The karaoke.
But I never do it here in town. Ever, ever, ever. I have a 180-mile rule.
Well, here's a couple enjoying the miracle of karaoke as we remember the man who invented it, who passed away at the age of 100.
And if I should ever go away, well, then close your eyes and try to feel the way we do today. And then keep smiling, keep shining.
Yeah, I'm better than that.
So that's the legacy this guy's leaving behind?
Yeah.
Why is it so popular with the Korean community? Karaoke is huge.
I don't know. I mean, every culture has its thing, you know? It's their thing.
For a minute, I thought it was an Office clip. Didn't they do a karaoke?
Yeah, they did. In fact, I was stunned when I first got into the show and started watching it. There's an episode where I think it's Dwight sings Lady by Styx.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, I feel connected because I used to work for Styx.
Styx!
The band. Mm. I was impressed with that recently. Somebody made a fuss over that. Oh, I remember. It was my friend Shane. 657 on this talk, 93.1 of M. In other news, Jeremy Renner says Robert Downey Jr. checked on him constantly when he was in the ICU from that horrible snowplow accident.
God, the fact that he survived that. It came out smelling like roses, really.
Broke, I don't know how many bones. Jeez.
This is a disturbing story. Not only did Elizabeth Hurley not mind filming sex scenes directed by her 21-year-old son, Damien, she enjoyed it. She says, having him there meant that I felt safe and looked after. It's kind of liberating to work with your family. There's family businesses all over the place, like the Appleton Bakery, and that's a little bit different.
What's her name again?
Elizabeth Hurley. She was in the Austin Powers movies. I think that was her cinematic peak. He made his directorial debut with the movie Strictly Confidential, featuring his 58-year-old mom getting hot and heavy with actress Pear Shurevera. Wait a minute. This was a same-sex scene?
Your son
is directing you in a same... I don't know. That makes me feel uneasy. The old guy, and I think you watched this show, from the Squid Game.
He got busted on some...
Yeah, sexual misconduct.
Yeah.
He got an 8-month prison sentence. 79 years old.
It's okay. I think he dies in that first season, so he's not coming back.
Eddie Vedder.
No, but
Putz went to a Taylor Swift show with his daughter and says the community reminded him of the punk crowds he grew up with. They found a they had a tribe where they all agreed on something. Mention him. Oh, top 10 karaoke songs. What do you think was? In fact, this is a conundrum.
Sweet Caroline. Oh, sorry.
Yep.
As a matter of fact,
as soon as you said conundrum, and I had already got, I was like, "Oops, I probably just ruined." Okay, how about number two?
At our weather conference every Monday night, our weather conference, we have a dead ringer who, we have a guy that works for the Weather Channel who does that song.
Yeah,
and does